A Good Brandy by John Bunting. Prime Minister, it's French. I'm sorry to ring you so late, but I thought you ought to know that the Chinese have landed on Amazonas Planitia.
Amma where?
Said the PM, struggling to sit up in bed. Is that one of those Japanese islands they're disputing? No, sir, you misunderstand. The Chinese have landed a manned spacecraft on Amazonas Planitia, a large plain on Mars.
Robert, are you drunk?
They've only just managed to land a robot on our moon. They couldn't possibly have got anyone to Mars. Robert French sighed quietly. He was the PM's cabinet secretary and knew that James Branding had surprised many with his audacious challenge for the top job. The bluff 40-year-old had moved into Number 10 3 weeks ago. French had advised several prime ministers of varying quality and suspected the next few hours would test his inexperienced new boss. "Sir, if you could come down to the cabinet room, I'll explain. And President Ripley wants a conference call about this in 10 minutes.
"Oh, no, not Sarah Alien Ripley. She's all I need. All right, I'll be down. You'd better get the Foreign Secretary. He knows her better than I do.
He's at the Chancellor's birthday party next door." The PM slammed the phone down.
"Bugger."
That woke his wife. "Who are you buggering, darling?" "The Americans and the Chinese."
"All of them?"
"No, just their leaders." "Enjoy." The PM grunted and headed for the bathroom. He walked into the cabinet room as the Foreign Secretary arrived. Stephen Marshall was 20 years older than the PM and had spent time as the UK's ambassador to Washington. His air of insouciance hid a fine mind, and the PM relied on him a lot, and not just on foreign matters.
"Hello, Stephen," said the PM. "Sorry to drag you."